Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's 5:05 on Tuesday. Better late than never. Discorder Radio on the air. Jam-packed show for you today. So much going on in music in Vancouver, in Canada, in Western Canada specifically. This past weekend was the Western Canadian Music Awards held in Winnipeg, also known as Breakout West. We're going to explore some of the winners, some of the close hits and misses, and a lot of the BC content that was victorious over the weekend, including bands such as... well, we're going to get into that later in the show, but in the meantime, we're going to start it off with a Winnipeg band that won for Independent Album Recording of the Year. They're called Royal Canoe, and this is off their album Today We're Believers. It's Exodus of the Year. Started off today on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Trying not to make a sound, chasing another arrow of light. It's always the same somehow.
Shake it.
Yes, this is really good, says Elizabeth, our AP. We're here along with Matt Muse and DJ CJ. It's Discorder Radio live on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the sub at UBC in Vancouver. And we got a jam-packed hour for you today on Discorder Radio. Lots to cover. I think the most exciting thing right off the top, by the way, and the reference of that was really good, is, of course, Royal Canoe. We just heard this track, Exodus of the Year, from the album Today We're Believers, the Winnipeg band that actually is made up of members that used to be part of the Waking Eyes as well as the Liptonians, came together in 2010 and are now Royal and are now called Royal Canoe. And they actually were nominated for Juno earlier this year as well with for the Alternative Album of the Year. But this year they took the Independent Record Recording of the Year at the Western Canadian Music Awards, a.k.a. Breakout West, held in Winnipeg. Maybe a bit of a Homer favorite thing going on there. But the great thing about the Breakout West Awards, and we were talking before the show, not many people have heard about it. It really doesn't get the kind of press it deserves, but it's a whole weekend conference of celebration of local independent music within the community. And of course, Western Canadian artists come from all over, and it's constantly changing. So the first year they had it was, I guess, was officially known as the earliest incarnation of the awards was called the All Indie Weekend, which was held in successive weekends in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba from 95 through 99. Then it was called the Prairie Music Alliance in May of 99. And then they added BC and Yukon in 2003 to then rebrand it the Breakout West Awards, the first one held in Regina in 03. And since then, it's been held in Calgary, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Moose Jaw, Edmonton, Brandon, Kelowna, Whitehorse. And it was just held last weekend in Winnipeg. By the way, and next year is going to be in conjunction with the Rifflandia Festival at Victoria. So there you go, Rifflandia and Breakout West all happening at once. It's going to be FOMO all over again next September 2015. So keep your ears and eyes out for that one. Lots of great BC representation at these awards. By the way, I want to let's get CJ and Matt and Elizabeth into the conversation, guys. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Excellent.
Good, thanks.
Very good.
All right. Now, we've got a great little lineup of BC artists represented here as well. Yeah. CJ, I know you were quite impressed with, who was it, Chimp Blood you were listening to? And
Chimp Blood is the album by a band called Pigeonhole, who are on the Herbnet record label here in Vancouver. Hip-hop. You know, electronic stuff. Really good. Surprised me. But, you know, that's the point of Breakout West. It's supposed to break out and break your boundaries, so to speak. So.
Nice. What we're going to do throughout the show, we've got actually a really interesting show today where we've got a lot of musical themes. So we're going to do a bit of a 1-2 punch with some rock, some surf rock, some hip hop, some folk. And we're going to be playing some of the Breakout West winners all throughout the show. We're going to get back to the music right now with another BC band. They won for Rock Recording of the Year. These guys have been rocking it. They've really done an amazing. They've really helped put themselves on the mainstream focus for Canadian music. They're a little Vancouver band that just plays free shows left, right, and center. And eventually they've kind of made it into the collective subconsciousness of the Breakout West Awards by winning Rock Recording of the Year, very deservedly so. The band is called Said the Whale. I'm sure you've heard of them. Their latest album is called Hawaii. And I thought we were going to do another one, but okay. Let's do okay. Said the Whale on Discorder Radio.
We laid awake and you wondered why I'd said I've never felt a kiss quite like this before. You said a kiss is a kiss, but it was never like this before. Okay. I laid my head upon your chest in the dark. You said to me that if it's only a spark, that can grow to be the nucleus of flame. Well, then a flicker in the dark will start a good fire all the same. Okay. I never met
hold you and listen to your heartbeat rippling the water on the lake and the stars in the night sky and bright sparks. Okay, 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 okay. I never met a girl who thinks the way that I do about the bad things and the reflection of the
What up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We thought we'd play the crickets for you a little bit there, not because to emphasize that there's nothing going on in the studio, but because that's how the Harpoonists and the Axe Murderer, they do it. That is them with the track Shake It. It was successful in winning the Video of the Year at this past weekend's Breakout West Awards. It's a great little video, and right now, this is the whole credits thing that got going on right now. If you want to see that video, be sure to check out our Facebook page. We will have it on our Facebook page by the end of the show. Shake It, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, Victoria Band, that took home the award for the best video recording of the year. And once again, Victoria will be the home of next year's Breakout West Festival. It is Discorder Radio. Wade here along with Matt, CJ, Rojo, and Elizabeth. Our Discorder Radio family keeps growing and growing. Elizabeth has been peering through the pages of Discorder Magazine, the lovely looking October issue, which is now in full flight. And how have your adventures in Discorder Magazine reading land been?
Well, there is a lot to see in Discorder reading land, for sure. But this week I decided to take a look at the cover band, Les Chaussettes. So anyone who's seen Discorder around and sees that fun little sock image that's on the front, that's all about Les Chaussettes. They are a local four-piece, and they play a sort of, it's like a dreamy, fuzzy, psychedelic surf pop thing.
Surf pop.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny enough, because surf pop was kind of the evolution of sock hop.
Ah.
And that's actually not a joke. Going back to like the sock hop in, of the 50s, bands like Danny and the Juniors.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that they show set, choose their name. For those that are not familiar, that of course means the socks.
The socks in French. Yeah. I wonder if they were thinking about that. It doesn't actually mention in the article how they came up with the name, but it's very possible that they had that sort of musical knowledge and they just wanted to, you know, appeal to people like you who would know that.
And they did. Success.
There you go. So they have their first, they've only been together for a year, actually. So pretty relatively new band, but they're...
And they're already making the Discorder covered within
a
year. Hear
right?
that, kids?
It's kind
Follow
of a
your
big
dreams.
Deal. So they're releasing their first 7-inch is coming out sometime by the end of this month or early November. Other than that, they only have 3 songs you can listen to online, but on their Bandcamp, Les Chaussettes, definitely worth checking out. Those are recorded locally, but they're actually getting released on a UK label.
Wow.
Yeah, someone found them through the band of someone, of their drummer and all of this, and kind of, I guess, believed in them from across the pond.
So and from so, being not even a band, in 1 year they're on the cover of Discorder Magazine and getting international radio play.
Uh-huh.
That's impressive.
Yeah, Les Chaussettes, up and coming.
Killing
and
it.
To remember. Yeah, so... Do you want to play some Les Chaussettes?
Let's do that.
Let's do it. This is their song, Bunky.
On Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
But as time goes
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM. CITR.ca here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
It's too hard to begin when you know.
from Brooklyn, New York. That is The Drums, going all synth poppy with their latest single. Their brand new album is called I Can't Pretend. It's their third album release, and The Drums will be coming to Vancouver this Friday night at Fortune Sound Club. Yes, the album is called Encyclopedia. The song is called I Can't Pretend, and The Drums are here this Friday night at Fortune Sound Club to follow up the surf rock sound that they made them so popular on their previous release, Portamento. Surf rock sound was inspired, of course, by the Chaussettes, who we heard before, before The Drums. And before we let you go, Liz, what was the little tidbit you were telling us off air about the Les Chaussettes?
Yes. Fun fact about Les Chaussettes is that the three lead ladies in the band are all also aerial circus performers. And they're actually looking to find a way to integrate that into their performances. So,
wow.
And keep an eye out for any concert listings for Les Chaussettes coming up, too.
They're all aerial performers. They all work on the trapeze, the rings.
Yeah, and can do splits, apparently. Wow. That's mentioned a couple times. So,
you know what's ironic, too, is those are probably activities that require you to be in bare feet.
Yes, in fact, no socks involved.
So I think they must have sock envy, because in this other aspect of their lives, they're always sans chaussettes.
There's a lot of just sock problems going on for them. So
nice. All right, we're gonna switch up the sock talk and go to the hip hop. Oh, all sorts of fun we're having today on Discord Radio. Thanks again, Liz, for that little bit about Les Chaussettes. Rojo is back. How you doing,
hello,
man?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on. Now you're gonna do a little bit of a shameless plug, I guess, but it's the kind of shameless plug we endorse, because it's a great show that the Vancouver music community should know about.
All right, thank you. Yes, I'm shameless, but you know what? This show goes by our standards of local, independent, and I mean independent to the core, because this is just basically, the show is on Friday. It's the Backstage Lounge. Jaguar is a funk band composed of some UBC students. And Lady Jams is an all-female band, also UBC students. They're like an R&B hip-hop band. And then myself, I'm part of Class Act. I'm a beatboxer / freestyle rapper. And we're all going to be sharing the stage on Friday at the Backstage Lounge. It's a very affordable cover price of $7. And you get three awesome acts as a result. So three bands for the price of one.
And you get to meet Rojo as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I do meet and greets all the time. I'll drink with you. We'll have a good time. And if anything, the more audience we can get, the better. Because see, what me and my band do is we get topics from the audience. We make a song on the spot.
Yeah.
We have some writtens and all that. We might, you know, prep you with that. But at the end of our act, what we do is we finish off with totally improvised freestyle raps that are composed in partnership with the audience. If you guys want to test our abilities and see if we can make a rap about something unconventional, something challenging and thought-provoking, then this is your chance to challenge us and make some really good, unique content.
Yes, the first time I saw you guys, I believe, was at the Main Street Car Free Day back in May. And I was so impressed with your bandmates. They were just asking for suggestions from the audience. Give us three topics or three themes.
Mm-hmm.
And three different people from the crowd just yelled out. One person like said like ice cream, and someone else said, I don't know, the BP oil spill. And then there's...
There's two different types of topics. One is just objects, which we'd prefer not to have that, but we'll work it in there somehow. But BP oil spill, that's like an event. That's like a really cool political event, and we love having those kind of topics. So, yeah, the more thought-provoking, the more stimulating, the better. We can give you a better product out of it. It's all part of the excitement of improv. You never know what you're going to get.
And what's your the front man's name?
Connor Ruther. He's MC Wise Guy. He is the probably the best freestyler among us. Then we got MC Gordo, also a great rapper. He's more of the writing type, but now he's also has improved his freestyle skills remarkably. And I'm MC Raw Beats. I provide the beatbox, and Friday I'm going to be doing some rapping as well.
Awesome. It's good to, I'm glad you're giving your bandmates some name credit there. I'm sure They deserve it. As I said, I've seen them, you guys play live, and it's a great show. It's, that improv bit is incredible. Can we hear a bit of, like, a little bit of just a sample of the MC Raw Beats beatboxing just for a sec here? What do you think?
All right, sure.
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
I don't got any headphones on, so my levels might be a bit.
You can borrow mine.
Can I borrow yours? Yeah. Oh, that'd be perfect.
Go.
Thank
here
you.
Here we go.
Helps.
All right. Some live beatboxing here in the studio.
All right. Check. What I want to did a disc order radio. Live and direct. DJ CJ, check it out now. Yeah, that's a little sampling.
There we go. MC Raw Beats, Roey Joseph. Check him out this Friday night at the Backstage Lounge, a great venue on Gravel Island. He'll be there with his act, class act.
Yeah, and I must mention again, Jaguar, the funk band, and Lady Jams, both also great acts to check out. And now, I guess we're going to play you a little sampling of ours. This one's called Between the Lines by Class Act.
And you listen to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Lunch at Frankie G's, rolling stanky trees, only mess with decky weed that makes my eyes bleed. Now say thanks and please, now say it from your knees, now say it from the tip all the way down to the knees. Nuts, I feel like raps in a rhyming rut. I ain't at the top, but I'll stay steady climbing up. You're like a ladder, hey batter. My raps alone will cook you up and serve you on a platter. I'm writing raps down in my high school agenda. You wanna hear real raps? I got one to lend ya. Yo, like Philip J. Fry and Bender, cause me and the mic best friends ain't no pretender. Hard liquor to slow me down quicker, like I'm slipping on a oil slick. This track is off the ricker. The lights tend to flicker, bitches tend to bicker. She said she was addicted, so I had to dig her. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Keep the AK and Mary J in the top drawer. What's the score? This one right here's for you and yours. Rap's always lying in the songs, now the truth's ignored. I box the whip, cause you know that I'm a high roller. Weed mixed with liquor got me feeling like a bipolar. Yo, and I'm never slowing down until I get a cape and a crown, or I'm heaven bound. Round ass, big titties, and a little waist. Too bad her bomb ass body don't match her face. Oh well, at least she got that new shoe smell. Maybe I could paper bag it if she don't say go to hell. Tongue twister, young sister, then I sun kissed her. Never had to diss her cause she always kept my number with her. Yo, and I always keep my lumber zippered. Otherwise, bitches might try and take a fucking picture. Nickels, dimes, even quarters ain't enough. Only bounce with an ounce when it comes to green stuff. I'm lean buff, ain't no motherfucking cream puff. I smoke so much, when I blow it out, it look like green dust. Bust, roll, lick it, then evict it. With pain, it's flame, I flip beats and unrescripted. You thought you could contest, but bitch, you got evicted. With flows so complicated, looking like they are encrypted. I'm making songs that I wanna listen to. Colonel Mustard did it with the rope in the living room. Yo, and it's only dope tracks I'm giving you. I'm getting fine hand from a chick while I'm sipping through my BMW. Sitting low on 22s, tinted black windows, finna give my ride some attitude. Oh, what, you like my music? I'm not really flattered, dude. But if you don't, you know I won't get mad at you. From a warehouse lackey to rapping on fat beats, sick and unique, stepping with fresh feet. Might be fresh meat, but your old news, I told you to go choose a new beat to flow to. Then don't come back with something new like you're supposed to. Things I've said.
sweat, fried, and agonized. Shouldn't come as a surprise, you realize you should try. No search my lines for purpose and interior rhyme, unless you first start searching your interior mind. Guess the fault is mine
when my words combine,
and you stare at the blank space between the lines.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Pyramids from Pigeonhole from the album Chimp Blood. That album won Electronic Dance Recording of the Year at the Breakout West Awards this past weekend. Pigeonhole are a couple of Vancouver Island-based producers that have performed with Sweatshop Union. They've done lots of touring this past summer, including Shambhala, South by Southwest in Austin, and Rifflandia. Everybody seems to get there. Their hands in a Rifflandia. It's great. And there you go. That, once again, Pyramid was the single off of the album Chimp Blood, which was the electronic dance recording winner from the Breakout West Festival this past weekend. Also this past weekend, bring it a little more on a local scale, there was a very cool event happening at this at 188 Kingsway, which I don't even know if this space has a name yet, but it was this very cool event space just south of Broadway on Kingsway, and I happened to wander upstairs. I heard basically it was an event for Ion Magazine, which is, I guess, a Vancouver-based art, style, music, culture magazine. And they held an event there called Creative Differences, which was basically a live painting competition in one of the rooms. They had four or five canvases set up with different Vancouver-based artists that had 2 hours to paint from scratch a live painting, which was very cool. And then the next room, in fact, the reason I went to this event, because my friends were like, oh, we're going to this live painting thing. It's happening. It's really cool. I got there a little bit later. I was on my bike, and I had a couple other venues to pop in at. And then I showed up, and instead of going to the door on the right where the live painting competition was, I took the door on the left, which ended me up at a free Bestie show. Bestie was playing at the other side of the gallery, which was very cool. It's some of the amazing things that are happening on a weekend in Vancouver. Just some of your favorite bands happening left, right, and center. But after Bestie finished, I went over to the other side, and there, sure enough, was four artists painting these lovely works of art. There was probably a good couple hundred people inside. There was a DJ spinning some tunes to keep the musical vibes going, and his name was Trevor Risk, who you may know from Sunshine fame, the Vancouver-based band. Now, Liz, you've got a bit of a story to tell us about Trevor Risk, don't you?
Yes,
we should also preface it by saying that he is the musical editor of Ion Magazine as well, so he was intimately connected to this event. But let's talk a bit about how you're intimately connected to Trevor.
Yes, intimately connected to Trevor, though he might not remember it. I was in high school, grade 11 or 12. We had a project where we had to interview someone who had a job that we were interested in having. And I found out about Ion Magazine, and I emailed Trevor and to ask if I could interview him. And understandably, he didn't want to meet with me in person because I was a random high school student who he didn't know, and he thought it sounded kind of suspicious. But he very kindly agreed to give me just like an online interview. So I sent him my questions. He responded with all sorts of very, interesting information, helpful tips and stuff. But I didn't realize he's so closely tied to all the Vancouver music scene, and his name just keeps popping up.
Wow. So you never actually met him, only through email chats.
I never met the man. This is true.
Wow. Yes. Well, maybe now that you're part of the Discord radio family, that we can make that happen.
Maybe. I have to have some good questions to ask him.
He's probably listening right now. Trevor, if you're listening, you got a fan.
Let's hope so. We did tweet at him ahead of the show. And of course, Trevor does play in the band Sunshine. And Sunshine was involved with a great event we did last year around this time as part of the Halloween festivities when they dressed up as the Smashing Pumpkins and performed at a Halloween party. That CJ and I were in attendance as Wayne and Garth as part of...
that was a good fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Actually, I'm wondering what's going to be... We'll have to take a look at this year's Halloween schedule in a couple of weeks. I'm sure there's lots of cool events happening like that. But yeah, Sunshine was dressed up as the Smashing Pumpkins as part of this this very cool Halloween event at the Cobalt. But yes, the Ion party was great. Bestie was awesome, but let's play some Sunshine right now. We haven't played these guys nearly often enough on Discord or radio, and they're very deserving of it. This is the track Showering with Wine from Sunshine for Liz's email pen pal from way back in the day, and maybe current crush. We'll find out. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
This is Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Before the PSA there, the station ID, I should say, that was Showering with Wine from Sunshine. Trevor did a great job DJing the ION Creative Differences event this past Saturday night. And Bestie also did a great job playing in the other room there. Just part of the amazing weekend of live music that was happening. That was this past weekend in Van, and this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. If you have plans to go home for Thanksgiving and home is not the Lower Mainland, I kind of feel bad for you because there's just so much happening music-wise in the Lower Mainland this weekend. Matt Muse, our AP, is here to tell us a bit about some of the great shows to check out this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I unfortunately am one of those people who is not going to be here for the weekend. I'm headed back to Calgary, where I'm from. But yeah, there's all kinds of cool stuff happening. Thursday night is like jam-packed with stuff if you want to go see some stuff on Thursday before you head out. There's a really cool show happening at the Commodore, which is DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist, who are two pretty well-known Bay Area DJs. Cut Chemist is in Jurassic 5. And yeah, so they're both amazingly talented, like vinyl DJs, like scratching and all that. So they're playing a tour. I don't remember the name of the tour, but the idea is that they're playing only vinyl, and they're also using only records from Afrika Bambaataa's personal collection. Afrika Bambaataa being one of the pioneers of hip hop from the early 80s, like really early electro stuff. So yeah, it'll be that'll be a really impressive show if you're into like 80s electro and DJs and yeah, DJ Shadow. And,
very nice. We got a little DJ Shadow in the background to help give you some musical company.
Which
this
track?
Segment.
I don't have my headphones.
We got Storm Warning.
Okay, yeah, and. Yeah, what else is happening? Thursday, there's also Canned Ham is playing a show. Canned Ham, that's the band of John Hamm, who's the bassist in The Evaporators, which is Nardwar's band, friend of, or well, host on CITR.
Nice.
And that's at the Fox. That'll be cool. And then there's a big ska punk party happening at Venue. So we've got Less Than Jake are playing from, where are they from? Gainesville, Florida, I believe. And opening for them is Big D and the Kids Table, another great ska punk act. So if you really like, you know, punk rock and upbeats and horns and you're from the 90s, get to Venue.
Yes, if you've been on a bit of a NoFX kick like Matt and I have recently, you'd probably really enjoy this show.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, what else did we have? Yeah, Friday, we already talked about the Drums we played earlier. They're playing at Fortune on
nice.
Friday. Saturday night, there's a cool show happening at Venue. There's a guy by the name of DubFX, and he does like kind of a beatbox vocal looping type thing. So he'll be really cool live because he does it all live with just his voice, right? He's really cool. Sunday, we got the King Kong and Barbecue Show are at Electric Owl. They're from Montreal, kind of like weird garage rocky kind of stuff. And the Electric Owl is a pretty intimate venue, so that'll be cool.
And that one, of course, will go late because there's no school on Monday, kids. It is Thanksgiving Monday.
That's true, yeah. And that's Sunday that show is happening. Monday is
What I meant to say is it spills into Thanksgiving Monday.
Yes. And Monday is Tough Age are opening up for Pup, and that's at the Fox.
Very cool.
Monday, so that'll be a cool show too.
Yes, Pup from Toronto, some real hard energy rock and roll. They actually just released a new album, a new video for their song Mabu, which is all about this their car, one of the members' cars, and they had to basically destroy this car. Pretty cool little video. Check it out, Mabu by Pup. Don't know if we're getting a chance to play it because we're running out of time, but nonetheless. That they are playing on Monday night with Tough Age, Vancouver's Tough Age. That should be a great show if you still happen to be in town. And Matt, let's tee up this next track you're going to play for us right about now.
We're playing Noise Complaint by Big D and the Kids Table, I believe, which is, I mentioned that, the 90s, which is when ska punk was big. This album is from 2007. Keep that in mind. Like, it's from, like, 10 years after the golden period, and it just sounds like, if you watch the video, it looks straight out of the mid-90s. But Big D and the Kids Table are great, and this is a personal favorite of mine.
Truly uncool. Crazy man. Police at the front door. Did all them girls hit the closet? You know I'm underneath the bed now. It's just a chicks for naughty smooching. Well, it's a sure shot. Can't be stopped. We're sorry, officer, about what the noise complaint. Song, it goes, yeah, 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 yeah. Shy girls winking,
noise
and all the good girls kissing.
Noise,
you see those rude girls spitting,
noise,
and all them double dunnies giggling.
Noise,
well, it's a sure shot, can't be stopped. I like your neighbor, but your neighbor don't like me.
There you go, Noise Complaint from Big D and well, the kids' table.
Big D.
making us feel like kids, taking us back to what feels like about 1994. Yet that track did come out in 2007. Interesting tidbit there. Part of an amazing lineup of live music that is happening this weekend in Vancouver, along with other acts we want to quickly mention. Actually, we're gonna save this for the end. I want to also mention that tonight, as part of the Blank Vinyl Project, UBC's own music label. Feel free to pipe in on this one, guys.
Yeah, they have live music nights at Kerner's every Tuesday from 8 to 10. Tonight they're featuring actually Blank Vinyl Project artist Noah Dirksen. So if you have a chance and you're on campus, definitely worth checking out. That's about it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's happening at Kerner's, of course. Great little pub right near the UBC Journalism Building. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. It wasn't open the whole time I was in journalism school, but nonetheless... I will get a chance to enjoy that, I'm sure, at a future Tuesday night. And they're doing great things there at the Blank Vinyl Project at UBC. We want to make a quick congratulations to the other BC bands or BC mentions as part of the Breakout West Awards. The Feldman Agency was the Agency of the Year. Black Hand Music won Independent Record Label of the Year. As all part of the Western Canadian Music Awards as part of the Breakout West Festival. And again, congrats to Pigeonhole and Said the Whale, and the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, other BC bands that all took home gold this past weekend in Winnipeg as part of the 2014 Breakout West Music Awards. We're going to end the show off right now with another Vancouver band who is playing this weekend. They're playing at the Biltmore. They are known as Dogwood and Dahlia, Neil Smith, Sidney Thorne, Josh Nadeau. Dogwood and Dahlia playing this weekend at the Biltmore. And thanks again to DJ CJ, Matt Muse, Elizabeth Rojo. And coming up next, of course, is Flex Your Head right here on CITR 101.9. Let's end the show off today with Dogwood and Dahlia. And this track is called The Sea. On the Big C, ITR 101.9, you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Yeah!
All right, good evening. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mike. I'm here right up until 8 o'clock playing some hardcore for you and some punk rock. We're doing a special show today. We're doing our long song show again. I like doing this like at least once a year. Basically, whenever SoCan comes around, I like just playing the long songs. And the thread started a couple years ago when a friend of mine was talking about that last band, Converge, and that great song, The Darkest Day, off Petitioning the Empty Sky. And every time I do a long song show, I always start with that one, because that's basically what started it. He said, oh, you should do a long song show one day where there's nothing but long songs that converge. And I'm like, yeah, I could do that. So I usually start playing the show with two songs, but because that one was so long, we just decided to play the one so you weren't going to like 6:30 without hearing my voice, because we all know you love to hear my voice. But once again, we're just going to do a long song show. We're going to probably play about 10 or 12 songs during this whole show as compared to probably 35 that I normally would do on a normal show. So we're going to have some fun. Next band is from Vancouver, and they are called Bison.